say I'll never do that again, and then I do it again, and rats. I posted the most incredible Art Deco staircase. Just absolutely gorgeous. So simple. Simplicity in design. And anyway, I stuck it up on Facebook, and as I was scrolling by, I saw the logo for the page. Because what I did is I shared it as opposed to save the picture as a JPEG and then you know, copy the text in, which I should have done. I'll not make that mistake again. I hate that because what they do, they kind of sandbag you. They take your post down. Not I doubt because they don't. Well, I don't know. Maybe they've looked over my page. We don't want to be on this guy's page. So I'm frantically scrolling here. I'm looking at an Art Deco McDonald's in, what is it here? Clinton Hill, Melbourne, Australia. This is outstanding. You've never seen a McDonald's like this. But I ain't going to post that. I'm looking for that staircase. Oh, well. It'll come up at some point. And if it doesn't, it's their loss, not mine. If they're not on my page. Their loss, not mine. So, Theron, next year, thanks for being on the edge with me. Thank you for listening to my radio show. I can't do it without you. And remember, we have to pay the electric bill down here. If we don't pay the electric bill, number of things happen. We're not able to talk in the microphone so that you can hear this. The lights go out. What else happens? The coffee maker doesn't work anymore. That's probably the most important thing. And in order to do that, we have to sell advertising. So please support all of our sponsors. They all have great goods and services. And if you need what they purvey, get in and support them and tell them we heard about John Wham. And if you're a business owner, what are you thinking about by not advertising on Wham Radio? It's way affordable. We need you to help us pay the electric bill. So get connected. This is the most conservative, I would argue, this particular time slot here, 3 to 6 p.m. every day, is the most interesting, fun, and informative time slot on the station. Now, there's a couple of good ones, too, other ones, too, like this. But, man, I'll tell you, there's no radio like this anywhere else. And I'm not saying that lightly. Go listen to another radio station. Not while I'm on the air. Do it while somebody else is on the air. But listen to another radio station, and you tell me if we aren't cooler than hell. So please help support that. We need you to advertise and or buy the stuff that's advertised on the station. Go. Lisa X says she thinks that NGO is pronounced go. Andy Go. Is that right? Is that what she said here? Let me double check. I think that's it. I think she's right. So I don't know what it is with the Vietnamese. They like to put N's in front of what they do. Wait a minute. Now I can't find the post. Well, anyway, not important. What I was sharing with you is this reporter, this unbelievable warrior-like reporter who went into the very first iteration of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, got his ass kicked. I think at one point he got his teeth knocked out. Andy Goh. And his name is spelled NGO. So Go reported that another member of the group, we're talking about it's a cult. It's an armed transgender vegan cult. Whoa. Now, the fact that they're armed doesn't bother me. Transgender, I don't know, that's not a big deal. Cult, who cares? But vegan? I say that one of my dearest friends is a vegan, and she's doing quite well. I can exclusively confirm that Zajko recently shaved her head after being seen with longer hair when she was living with the cult in her preparations base, in their preparations base at Chatham County, North Carolina. Zajko, who is trans non-binary, let that sink in, comes from a well-to-do family in Delaware County, PA. Well, they all do. They all do. They're spoiled kids. They don't have any guidance. They have nothing inside, so they got to find something. The next thing you know, they're not, well, an armed transgender vegan cult or a Manson family. In late 2022, her parents were shot execution style at their home on New Year's Eve. Zajko was the sole inheritor of the parents' assets after her grandmother had died shortly soon after. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's something highly suspect here. I wonder, before I go any further, and I've read this, I'm wondering if she somehow was with the people that she would soon become a cult member with, and they knew, and they set her up to inherit the money by killing off the family, and she knew it was going to happen, but she wouldn't have had to be the hitman, huh? And she'd get away with the insurance report. Andy Gove reported that another member of the group, Daniel Arthur Blank, was also arrested. Blank has been missing from the family since late 2022. There were rumors that he died, but this was another lie. Wow. Lesoto and Zajko are facing charges including that include trespassing, obstructing, and hindering in possession of a handgun in the vehicle. This according to AP, which is a completely leftist crap for brains operation, AP. The outlet continued. The Zizians, can't they come up with a cooler name than that? The Zizians have been tied to killing U.S. Border Patrol agent David Milland near the Canadian border in January. Five other homicides in Vermont, Pennsylvania, and California. These guys sound like serial killers. I doubt that they're doing this for some kind of a reason or some type of what they would consider to be a logic-driven reason, which is insanity. Malin, 44, was killed January 20 in a shootout following a traffic stop at Coventry, Vermont, a small town about 20 miles from the Canadian border. Officials have offered no details on the cross-country investigation. I find these things fascinating. That's where I'm going deep into this. There's not much left here, but think about this. Armed transgender vegan cult members linked to six killings arrested in Maryland. That headline right there just fascinates me. I wonder how is it that people can arrive at this? How is it you wake up one morning and think, okay, I'll join that cult? Or maybe after a night of being turned out, wasted on drugs, and then they say, oh, okay, I'm in. I don't get it. And why don't you escape as soon as you possibly can? Officials offered few details on the cross-country investigation, which broke open after January 20 shooting death in Maland, M-A-L-A-N-D. Associated Press interviews and a review of court records and online postings tell the story of how the group of young, highly intelligent computer scientists, most of them in their 20s and 30s, met online, shared anarchist beliefs, and became increasingly violent. See, this is the anti-Doge support crew, right? These are computer geniuses, highly intelligent, but Doge has the good ones. On February 11th, Andy Gove shared video footage of Lesota when he was 22 years old and interning for NASA. He said Lesota started gaining members to his trans group in 2017 and began wearing black robes. That's a giveaway right there, by the way. If you go home with somebody, find them attractive in a bar or whatever, and you see that they're wearing black, not just a regular old robe, like, you know, they're gonna make us coffee and put a robe on. No, not that. But I mean, they've got one of them. There's death robes. Yeah, that get dressed, get the hell out. The clip shows Lesota talking about his education and projects. He used the name Andrea Phillips, and identifies himself as she, her. Lesota faked his death in 2022 and is a person of interest in multiple homicides in California and Pennsylvania, accused of influencing or directing his trans comrades to kill people. What? They can never do it on their own, eh? You're on the edge.